Hey, I'm Stephen Petro, and this is a teaser for my new podcast called The Civilist. It's a show about how to make America kind again, and it's also one that I hope will find a regular spot on your podcast playlist. Here we go. I'm Stephen Petro, and I live here in Hillsborough, North Carolina. That's spitting distance to Durham and Chapel Hill. I love this place for lots of reasons, not the least of which, the eclectic mix of friends and neighbors, and this fantastic coffee shop in our downtown. As a journalist, I need my daily Java, especially with constant deadlines for my Washington Post and USA Today columns. Books, and I've written five, while they take even more caffeine. But here's today's headline. I'm working on a new project, a podcast. It's a partnership with my local public radio station, WUNC, and PRI. We call it The Civilist, and it cuts close to home for me, and I hope for you too. Speaking of home, Hillsborough was founded in the mid-1700s and has long been a hotbed of political debate. It now counts 6,000 or so souls, red, blue, and purple. North Carolina itself is a battleground state in this year's contentious elections. Folks here used to say we were the more progressive of the two Carolinas, but with the anti-transgender bathroom law known as House Bill 2 and supercharged efforts to curb voting rights for African Americans, that just isn't true anymore. This coffee shop, Cup of Joe, is the morning gathering spot for caffeine lovers. It's also the place for local gossip and for the political conversation du jour. Across the street is our local bookstore, boasting titles by two of Hillsborough's best-selling writers, Francis Mays and Alan Gerganis. The Hunt and Bait Shop next door, well, they keep plenty of gun permits and minnows in stock. Will and Bill, no joke, were just having a chat outside Cup of Joe while I eavesdropped the other morning.
Well, I think they welcome other people's opinions, and they're open to suggestions and things that other people want to think about and do. So I think everybody gets along pretty well here. I think that's what makes a community, you know.
Because I don't think it's more of a tolerance, but more of a, okay, I'll listen to your opinion. Maybe I can learn something from you. That type of attitude, more than, you know, in most places you go, it's people sort of have a formed opinion and it's going to be that, and you're not going to change their mind, which you're not going to change my mind anyway. But I'm curious as to see how you came about, you know, your opinion. And sometimes it can be entertaining too. So.
Yes, very much so.
On any given day, I'm likely to find a good mix of people here at Cup of Joe. A biker and a banker, a poet, a reflexologist, a couple of yoga instructors, some real estate agents, a handyman, and a retiree or two. Folks here don't shy away from debate. I've heard it get skeptical, pointed, but I've never heard a mean-spirited word. I listen to my friends and neighbors who listen to each other. They make eye contact, sometimes a surprised glare of disbelief. You said what?
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Followed by a smile or a light touch on the shoulder. That's even when we're talking about who gets to pee where, or when we're talking about the so-called scourge of political correctness, and of course, the whole gun debate.
There's such a vast different, this morning's a little thin out here, there's only a few people, but normally there's an education committee
But what I love most about these coffee talks is how civil they are, despite the name-calling on TV and online. Despite the high stakes in this state and on the national scene, it's not a national conversation here, but a local one. In the weeks to come, I hope to capture the zeitgeist of these coffee talks on this podcast we're calling The Civilist. We're going to tackle some of the tough political and social issues at your kitchen tables and at the ballot box. We're going to leave room for people to listen and to disagree. But my focus is on how to talk together about these hot-button topics, not who's right, not who's wrong. We're not playing to win. Standing on the coffee line, my friend Johnny agreed.
So it's easy to live here, but the bigger thing, we got to tell everybody, we got to convince people further away that everything's okay, that being different, being not the same, is not a big deal. Nobody's out to harm anyone. everybody just wants to live.
You'll find no flaming here at the Civilist, no unfriending. Okay, maybe a little shade once in a while, only because we're all human. Like my friends and neighbors here in Hillsboro, my guests will be red, blue, and purple too.
All right, 498.
We'll also be talking about family drama, illness and death, dating and sex, plus whatever other questions you have in your minds. So thanks for joining us. Pour yourself a cup of Java and let's dish. If you like what you've heard, please share this episode with friends, write a review in iTunes, and yes, subscribe. There's some good stuff ahead, and you won't want to miss the next Civilist.